Our scripture reading this evening from the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 3, 4, and 5, and then also 12 through 15. Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe and put on an apron. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. Verse 12, and after he had finished washing their feet, he took his robe, put it back on, and went back to his place at the table. And then he said, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so. That is what I am. So if I, the master and teacher, washed your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do." Here ends our scripture reading. Dear ones, we are gathered to celebrate Maundy Thursday. And just as a matter of interest, I looked through somewhat of the other countries are doing. Where does the word Maundy Thursday come from? And realizing that this is really internationally celebrated. Across the world, people are gathering in groups on this Thursday evening, remembering the Last Supper. Now, the word Maundy comes, we believe, from the word for commandment, in Latin mandatum. And it refers to Jesus, the tender moment when Jesus said to his followers, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." So we can say that was the evening when the instructions were given to the disciples, to the followers, rolling through the centuries, for you and me to hear it again this evening and to listen to it. It was just before the meal that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And by washing the feet of his followers, Jesus set an example of caring and love that became the basis for Christians to follow through the ages. Now, if you read the entire chapter, you will see that Peter protested and said, "No, Lord, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't wash my feet. I need to wash your feet." And Jesus used the moment to demonstrate it, what Christian leadership is all about. And you know, he was actually giving them an object lesson. He was showing them the tools of the trade. What were those? A wash basin and a towel. Now, even to this day, and we believe that's where the tradition comes from through the centuries, that ordained ministers do wear a stole around their necks. And we just do that. And I remember I was in a different country and we didn't use stoles there. We just had a pitch black robe and that was it. A little bit fancy, but no colors, nothing around the shoulders. So I just came to America to discover how it is done in the United States, and it struck me deeply when I realized that we wear these stoles as a symbol, not of being grand and fancy and big and boastful, but to remind ourselves of who the Master really is. Telling us, you wear the stole, because in Jesus' name you are not a leader, you are a washer of feet. That is what Christianity is all about. We are not greater than the Master. Jesus said so himself. And that's when we are reminded of our high calling, not seeking to be rulers, but rather servants, serving one another. This evening, it will be my privilege to institute communion that will result into a service where we will be serving one another, when we will be reminded also of the commandment that we should love one another. And not only our little clique, our little inside circle, but that love should be the watchword of our lives. In the kingdom of God, the question is not who is the greatest, who is the most important. The real question is, who is willing to be the least after the example of Jesus? And it is said that a church is only as large as the lives that are touched through the congregation by the love of God. And we are reminded that our service to the community, to the world, begins here around the table, where we share in the tokens of love and forgiveness. And then we remember that we as a congregation will not be measured by numbers, how many we are, how great we are, how superb we are, how super we are, but we will be measured by the message of love. And if we fail to love, we have nothing, nothing to teach the world. Caring is the ultimate measure of a congregation size. Some people think that the gifts of God are on shelves, one above the other, and that the taller we grow as Christians in Christian character, the more easily we could reach the gifts of God. Through the years, I've discovered that the gifts of God are on shelves, one beneath the other. That it's not really a question of growing taller, but of stooping lower and lower, till you reach your knees in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And as we share communion, we are reminded there's plenty of everything in the world out there, but there's a scarcity of love, true love, sincerity. As we share communion, infant and elderly, rich and poor, black and white, family and stranger, east, west, north, south, we sustain and strengthen one another, and above all, we strengthen our bond with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and with one another. And that's where we find new life, new hope, new forgiveness. I grew up in a church where hell and damnation was preached quite regularly. And the scare was put into me when I was still young. Funny, it never worked. But when I began to experience love, people who care, people who portrayed the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the challenge to be a Christian became a joy. The fear disappeared, and the love of Christ ruled supreme. That's where we come this evening, to be reminded, to find new life, new hope. And some of us need to hear the assurance of forgiveness. My child, this world has broken you down, but you are being made whole in your union with God. And no matter what happens, if you have God, you have everything. We used to sing, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. So that's why we come this evening to once again say the words, break now the bread of life, Savior, to me, as you once broke the loaves beside the sea. Beyond the sacred page, I seek you, Lord. My spirit yearns for you, O living word. Bless now the truth, dear Christ, to me, as you once blessed the bread by Galilee. Then shall all bondage cease, all shackles fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in all.